If you're frustrated with primetime reruns, this Saturday night you've got a chance to try something new. Television critic David Bianculli has a review of Baby Boom.
The commercial networks are going to try very hard to fool everybody this month and next month and pretend that it's business as usual, the start of another new fall season. The writer's strike slowed things down so much, though, that the only way September can be called the start of the fall season is in the sense that the networks are about to fall flat on their faces. Even though CBS, NBC, and ABC are already trotting out their fall promotional campaigns, most of their new series won't be showing up until November or December. A year ago, 21 new series premiered during the month of September. This month, there's only one, and after this week's special sneak preview, it crawls away and hibernates until November. This one brief taste of the 1988 fall TV season is the pilot episode of Baby Boom, an NBC comedy based on the movie starring Diane Keaton. The TV version has the same set of twins playing the baby, but its star and its plot are very different. NBC's Baby Boom stars Kate Jackson as businesswoman J.C. Wyatt. And this time, when she inherits a toddler from a distant cousin, she doesn't pack up and leave the city to be a full-time mom. She holds her ground, juggling her professional responsibilities with her new personal ones.
Charlotte.
What?
Yes, Fritz been looking for me?
No. Helga called.
Yeah, they got home.
Good. Look, I need you to call these numbers and find out which classes are given at lunch, before work, after work, and on weekends, and sign me up for whatever's available.
Finger painting, computer, mime, gymnastics, violin?
Yeah, they're for Elizabeth.
She's not too young?
Well, no, I know it sounds a little much, but, you know, I don't want the other kids running computer while she's still playing Mr. Potato Head.
TV's version of Baby Boom takes place 5 months after the delivery, so to speak, of baby Elizabeth. As a spin-off, it has a few direct links to the movie that inspired it. Sam Wanamaker reprises his role as JC's boss, and the same people who wrote and produced the movie are producing the series. The best thing you can say about this new Baby Boom, though, is that it doesn't have a laugh track. I don't have any problems with Kate Jackson in the starring role. She has a good touch for light comedy, and plays the role a lot less frazzled than Diane Keaton did in the movie. But the message here is just as muddled as the one in the film version. In the movie, Keaton gave it all up but got it all back, launching a successful baby food business and finding the love of her life in the process. In the TV show, Jackson doesn't give anything up. She copes, and copes very well. The pilot episode, at least, plays like a spin-off of 30-something, a description that'll make some people curious and other people nauseous. Personally, I'm just happy that NBC is offering this sneak peek of things to come. Now that we know what we're missing, maybe we won't miss it so much.
This weekend, we'll go to Bloomingdale's, and you can pick out any blanket you want, any color.
Yeah.
You can pick out two blankies.
Mm-hmm.
You want your blankie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll turn up.
Yeah?
Yeah. We know it will, don't we?
That's Kate Jackson and her charge in Baby Boom. David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.